I'm standing outside a pub on the outskirts of London Apprentice, a small hamlet on the main link road between St Austell and Mevagissey, and as I look towards my left, a large amount of standing water on the road. You will hear cars going back and forth, and as they do, they're sending up a spray and ripples across the water that has gathered here on the road. Let's give you an idea of how deep it is. Here comes a car from right to left towards Mevagissey. And you will have heard the splash from the spray of that car landing barely feet from where I am, the ripples still running across the top of the surface water. I can try and give you an idea of how deep it is. Have a listen to this. That is above ankle height here, and as I look down towards my left, there is a bridge which has a similar amount of water on that is just about passable with great care. I'll step back as another car lights on, sends another large spray. You can hear that splashing down. It's like being at the bottom of a water slide when someone whooshes down and discards spray. It's that amount of water. Flood signs are up here. But my goodness, listen to that sound as cars go through this water. If you do care to wind your way around the back roads, you can make your way to Pentewan. Of course, that is not advisable in these conditions. The advice is to stay indoors and only travel if you have to. If you are in Pentewan this evening, you will see a village that is prepared for extreme weather conditions such as this. There are sandbags out on some doorsteps. I have not been able to get to Mevagissey to see conditions in that direction. But here, as another car approaches this standing water, a significant amount of standing water on the outskirts of London Apprentice on the main road between St Austell and Mevagissey. Flood signs are in place. Do take caution if you are driving in this direction.